Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, who's taken a well-deserved week off. It is now hour three here on Rush to Reason, and I am very excited to welcome to the show Chase Bonner and Chef Robert. Now, is it Sherini, Robert?
Sherini.
Okay, so like Sonny and Sherini, that kind of thing. Okay, just making sure I say it right. Just saying right. These guys are from Parrot Sports Grill, where I went this weekend in Firestone, Colorado. And boy, I'll tell you what, it was wonderful. And we're going to talk about keeping a restaurant open during these hard times, maybe dealing with some of the, you know, some of what the state or the county and this kind of stuff is doing. Because, folks, all across this state right now, restaurants are struggling to stay afloat. They need your help. They need you to go there and spend a lot of money. So let's start off here with Chase. Chase, you're the owner of Parrot Sports Grill. Is this correct?
Yes, sir.
What got you into this?
Man, you know, honestly, I had spent 10 years behind a desk in banking, and I was getting a little bored. I figured, what better way to beat the boredom than hang out with a bunch of drunks, right?
Excellent idea. Good plan. Did it work?
You know, it did. It's been an absolute blast to be a part of. The first year that we were in business, it was probably the best year the business has ever had. And, I mean, at that point, it's just fun every day. Trying
right.
new beers, getting to try new mixed drinks, getting to just meet people and listen to the stories of people's lives. You couldn't ask for a better business.
Now, what's it like being, you know, off the highway up in Firestone? So you are about 30, 35 minutes north of Denver?
Yeah, it's right about 35 minutes or so, and you're going to take the Firestone Longmont exit. Some people may know it as 119. From there, you're going to take a right. You'll drive down to the center of town. You'll see a Big King Supers, and we're literally right next door. So it's nice and easy to find us.
Oh, yeah. It was very easy to find. And just what do you think? Okay, I'm just kind of wondering, what do you think right now for running a business at a time like this? Is it more stressful? Because you said your first year was great. I know 2020 has been bad for everybody. But did you ever imagine anything like this?
Honestly, Andy, I don't think anybody could have imagined anything like this. Nothing like this has happened in several generations, and it's been just an absolutely insane thing to be a part of personally. But professionally, it's just a whole nother story. I mean, there's so many days and so many nights where I've lost sleep being up and trying to come up with a new way to just generate a little bit of extra revenue to just get us through to the next month and then through to the next week. And now we're at the point where it's through to the next day, almost every day. So I would say this has probably been just about the most stressful time that I've had to live through. And I think Robert would probably agree with me as well.
Yes, I think he would. And by the way, I'm going to Robert next. No offense, Chase. Now, no offense, but great food usually doesn't come from people behind a desk. I know this is shocking.
And I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, so let's talk to Chef Robert. Robert, how did you come to know Chase? How did you get involved with Parrots?
Well, I've known Chase for years through the bank, but I got into the restaurant. I was just going to be a stay-at-home father, and I was bored. And one day I went in there to have a lunch about 12 years ago, and they offered me a job they needed help at, and it was going to be part-time. And then the guy that was running the back of the house quit, and they offered that to me, and it's pretty much went from there.
Now, did you have any history in doing this kind of thing?
No, not when I started. When I started, I was running construction crews out in California, and
Really?
You know, and needed a break from that, and, you know, came here. My wife at the time was in auto sales, and we had two children, and so I was just going to stay at home and take care of them, and but didn't work out that way.
Well, how was that for her? How was that for your wife? She's, you know, right now you got two young children, right? She's got her job. Does she still work auto sales, by the way, in the area?
We're not together anymore. I'm single.
No, it's okay. That happens.
Now, but
that happens.
Yeah, I'm single father now, but you know, they're growing up a little bit and they help us actually out a lot. But,
how old are they?
17 and 20.
Oh, you know what that means. Free labor. Not free. Okay, not free, not free. I don't know, but cheap labor. Let's put it that way. Kids get used. It's just the way it is. I know. I was one. I was used. I you know, I was put in a lot of labor. Okay. Chef Robert, I want to ask this because you came to Parrots, right? And you helped build it up. And we're going to, by the way, in the next segment, we're going to talk about your food because I'm very excited about that because I tasted it. It was delicious. I was a little surprised just because I'm so used to, I didn't know about you guys. I'm down here in Denver. I didn't even know you were up there, and I just had a blast. But
well, we pride in trying to make sure everything's fresh. I've actually went out of my way to select distributors that, you know, our meat comes from a local distributor out of Denver three times a week, never frozen. It's always fresh.
Delicious.
You know, everything's homemade there. Nothing's out of a box. That's one thing we're known for. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, okay. Here in Denver, folks, we think that Weld County is pretty opened up. We do. We almost look at it like it's Nebraska. Like everything's fine. Like, boy, you go to Weld County and they're living the life. But it sounds like the state, Chase, is giving you problems. What's happening up there?
You know, Andy, when it started out, Weld County just kind of decided that what they were going to do was let people make their own personal choices. And this is something that we support wholeheartedly. If you want to take the risk to come out of your door every morning and get in your car and drive to work, you should have the freedom to do so. Likewise, with the ability to go out to a restaurant or the grocery store, or even if it's just to take the kids out to the park, you should have the freedom to make that choice all on your own. There's nobody that should be able to take that from you. So Weld County supported us from the very beginning in terms of just, hey, you know, you guys have to do what you think is right. You have to take the risks that you're comfortable with. You have to make sure that your business can survive and that you can survive.
So you don't think that, so wait a minute, you don't think the government is well equipped to tell you when to get in the bread line and when not?
Man, I've got to tell you from a personal perspective, absolutely not.
Good. I agree because now, it has been suffocating to watch. It has just been heartbreaking, but keep going.
Well, and you kind of hit the nail on the head with the word suffocating. That's such a perfect metaphor for what's happening. These businesses are being forced into a corner at the moment simply because the state has decided that these counties that are wild and free, as you said, they need to find a way to get a grip on us and to force us to do what Governor Polis orders. And so they couldn't figure out a better way to do that. There wasn't enough enforcement to be able to come up and physically block our doors and things like that. And so they've been looking ever since for that needle in a haystack, so to speak, to come after us. And what they found was our liquor licenses are, in fact, managed by the state.
Yes.
So what Governor Polis went and did back in April was he authorized the Liquor Enforcement Division, which is a police agency in the city of Denver,
right,
to be able to come to these restaurants and be able to either force us to close down and, as they call it, come into compliance with the governor's orders, or they could take and issue a summary suspension of our liquor license, which would put us before a hearing panel where they would either permanently suspend it until everything was caught up and back up and running and everyone's healthy again, or they would revoke the license outright, depending on how we behave with regards to those orders.
Chase,
and
I know that's...
That brings us to current.
Yeah, I know that's horrible for you. I got to ask you, have you encountered any of these liquor license guys? Because you're right, they are cops. Remember, I think I mentioned to you the other day, I spent a decade managing casinos up in Blackhawk. And so we did.
Yeah, we did get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, and we dealt with the liquor license people all the time, and they would come through, and they would make sure that we weren't over-serving. You know, with those windy roads, you don't want to send people down drunk. They'll clear somebody out and take them into the drink. And we wanted to be careful. They helped us be careful. It was never this huge adversarial thing, but I knew some of them. I couldn't imagine them being put in the position of being sent out to simply shut people down who weren't even sending people out drunk, who weren't even endangering the roads, who were simply running their business at a time when COVID, let's face it, is killing at an incredibly low rate and with very, very isolated demographics. It really is. And just shut them down. I couldn't even imagine being sent out like a stormtrooper to do that.
Honestly, Eddie, I think that's such a perfect description of what these guys are going through, because the truth in all honesty is I've been escalating my way up the ranks and just having this same conversation. You know, what are you guys doing? How is it that you are comfortable with what's happening? Because it is my personal opinion that we all make choices. Just because we're told to do something does not end our necessity to be ethical in the way we go about our lives.
Right.
And so for me, I'm looking at these guys, and these guys have been very helpful to me. When we got ready to buy the business 2.5 years ago, I'd never dealt with a liquor license before. I'm a banker. That's the polar opposite of my lifestyle. And so getting down and sitting down and trying to read the in-depth ins and outs of Colorado's liquor enforcement, needless to say, things got a little intense.
Yeah.
So I was able to call and ask questions and get some guidance and find out which of these things, you know, were more of, hey, just pay attention to this versus, hey, these are the real serious issues. They did wonderful work with us to help me get integrated into the community of license holders. And so to see that turned around on restaurants, to see this agency that I would always have described as helpful and supportive be the ones that are coming to our doors and just ending businesses on a daily basis. And you've got Brandon at Bulldog up in Greeley that's already lost his license, and the poor guy just has no idea what to do, because how do you fight something that has not existed, that you never agreed to, that you never voted on?
When you haven't you haven't even done anything wrong. Chase, I went to your restaurant. It was perfectly safe. Things were clean. Things were spread apart. People were wearing masks who were serving and so forth. Everything was fine. Nobody was catching anything.
We've done our best to enforce Polis's orders.
Yes.
And again, we've done our best to make sure that we're a safe place to be, that if you show up in our restaurant, you've got a safe distance from others. Obviously, again, we're going to give you the personal choice. If you want to walk over, interact, say hi, smile, toast, whatever that is, we allow that simply because it's your choice.
Right.
But we do at least offer every single one of our clients the ability to be separated and to be distanced and to respect their level of personal risk.
Yeah, and by the way, I really like that. The fact that you guys weren't snapping at us or anything if I forgot my mask on the way to the restroom or whatever. I didn't. I wore it. But, you know, everybody was relaxed and offering a very safe environment, and it was totally cool. Hey, when we come back, because I want to go to break, can I hold you over the break? You guys okay?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Yeah. Because when we come back, I want to talk personally about how this has affected your staff. Just for a few minutes, because then I really want to get into your menu, because it was yummy, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, this place was yummy. I enjoyed it. I will be back. There is absolutely no question about that. So we'll talk about that with Chase Bonner and Robert Sherini, I got it right, from Parrot's Grill in Firestone, Colorado. But first, American National Insurance. Now, when calamity strikes, folks, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance is there for you. No, he can't relieve your emotional impact of a disaster hitting your home, but Paul can make sure you replace your possessions at their full financial value, and that frees you to handle the emotional impact. Call Paul at 303-662-0789, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
A good shop auto accident? Make sure you have some phone numbers handy, police, hospital, loved ones, and a good shop. 720-541-7697. Let Al Sturm and his team handle the body work on your car in-house so they get your car back faster. They'll help with the insurance. They'll do great work. 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason with Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are speaking with owner Chase Bonner and chef Robert Sherini from Parrot's Sports Grill in Firestone, Colorado. Hey, guys, before we get to the food, which is my favorite part, let's get to the most important part, and that's the people. I want to talk to you, Chef Robert. How are your folks doing? I mean, how are the staff holding up during times like this?
They're really worried right now. A lot of the unemployment was exhausted with the last shutdown. And we've gotten no straight answers. I mean, I've had a couple staff that went and applied already with no straight answers from the state on what they're going to do. So, you know, a month before Christmas and ordering to be shut down, it's just kind of heart-wrenching. You know, I've got one employee that's just got a newborn baby, everybody's just worried right now.
Chase, how can they do this? I mean, I'm sorry, but how can the state come in at this time of year and shut people down? I mean, are they literally looking at you, looking at restaurants and saying, look, we're going to pull your liquor license or whatever if you just don't shut down? Is it that simple? Is it that cut and dried? Is there anything you can do to kind of keep yourself safe?
Andy, that's almost word for word the conversation that I've had with every single enforcement agent that I've spoke with. And I've actually gone so high as to speak with the deputy director of the department. And the message that we got from him was that it's not their responsibility to make sure we're aware of changes to liquor code. So we should have been aware of Governor Polis's orders, even though they were never publicized, and even though that every single restaurant owner I've spoken to regarding this had also never been made aware of it. So to have these people just show up almost as ghosts out of the night and appear and, hey, we're going to close you down and you have no choice. If your business is going to fail now, it's going to fail. And if you don't do it on your own, if you don't give up and fail, we're going to shut you down and you're still going to fail. We're not going to help. We don't have any help. Governor Polis has done almost nothing to provide support for small businesses that he is now forcing into bankruptcy for closure. There are business owners, myself included, that if this happens, not only do we lose our business, we lose the investment of the last 10 to 20 years of our lives.
Oh my gosh.
Lose our personal homes. Because that's what it takes to go through the SBA and start as a first-time business owner. You have to leverage your personal financial security to do this. But well, outside of me, I have a dozen employees. And my employees every day are dealing with anxiety, fear, depression, because they have no answers for what the future holds. And unfortunately, as their owner, as their manager, I'm not able to give them any answers because I can't even get Polis to pick up the phone and give me them myself.
Well, I'm sorry.
I've made now over a dozen calls.
I'm sorry to sound mean here, but in my opinion, basically Polis is looking at them and looking at you and looking at your employees and saying you're selfish bastards for wanting to get back to your life. Basically, all you should be doing is worrying about COVID. Nothing else. And by the way, one second here, Chase, because we got a caller who wants to talk to you. But one second, really first. It has come out that basically we have the same number of deaths overall in America that we have in a normal year. Okay. They've just gone down the same amount in several key categories that they've gone up in COVID. All it's done is fill them in. It hasn't even, you have 275,000 more people dead. No, you don't have 275,000 more people dead. It's the same number. They just shifted. And for this, we're crashing you guys, and you've got somebody with a newborn wondering, hey, do I have a job tomorrow? Jeff from Weld County, you are on. You got a question for the guys.
No, I just wanted to give a holler out to Chase and Robert. You guys hang in there, man. Fight the fight.
Well, thank you.
You know as well as I do in our neighborhood, we don't have many restaurants. We got a lot of fast food joints. But we don't have many restaurants, and you get the backing from the community. You guys do what you got to do.
Thank you so much for those words. The community has been incredible to us, far more than I could even have hoped to deserve. So it's so great to hear you say that. Thank you so much.
You bet. You guys stand strong. Keep up the fight.
Jeff,
you'll be right there with us.
Jeff, thank you so much. Awesome, awesome words. And now can we move on to happy things? Because I want to talk about awesome, awesome food. Because you're still open, right?
Yes, we are. Yes.
I'm going to think positively. I think you're going to continue being open. I don't think you're going to get shut down. I think this is going to stay. All right. And before we even get into the food, I got to tell you my experience. I love chicken wings. Okay, I love chicken wings, but one thing that really bothers me is everywhere I go, they're getting smaller and more expensive. And I understand them getting expensive. I get it. There's only two wings on a bird. I get that. But it seems like the bird they're picking at some of these places I go to are sparrows. I went to your place. These were big, meaty wings. These were big. I don't know if you found chickens with eating disorders or what was going on here, but they were delicious and they were tender. They were just wonderful.
When we get them in, I actually inspect every case that comes in, and if it's not to my liking, I send it back.
Way to go, Chef Robert. It worked. Tell me some about your food. What are some of the things? This is a sports grill, okay? It's a sports joint. And I love it. You know, you got all the TVs up and all that. What are some of the things that people come there for?
The barbecue. A lot of people come for the barbecue. You know, I've been doing this for 12 years, and it's taken a lot. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. But, you know, we strive on trying to make it perfect. You know, the way I look at it, if it's not what I would enjoy if I sat down in a restaurant, I don't want it going out of my kitchen. And, you know, that's one of the things we try to live by back there. And, you know, and that's what makes the customers happy. You know, they're getting their money's worth. And if it's not, if they don't feel it's right, we'll make it right for them. We try to make sure the customer comes first.
You know, something I had, Chef Robert, I had with the wings, I also had your pulled pork. And what is, how much does that cost, Chase? About $14, is that right?
You know, I'll let Robert take that answer as well. He. When I very first came in, I tried to business my way into the food purchasing, and Robert let me know very quickly just how much damage I could do by doing that. So I more than happily turned that back over to his plate, because his choices have been incredible to the benefit of our food quality and the benefit of our customer experience as a whole.
Okay, Chase, you stay behind your desk. Let's talk.
Exactly.
I'll talk food with Robert. Robert, the thing that blew me away, but first of all, it was just falling apart. It was so tender. Oh my gosh. I love pulled pork. But, you know, that's usually the case at a lot of places. I loved your sauce. And I also really enjoyed that it wasn't very expensive. Okay. Normally these days you get pulled pork at a place, you get a little scoop of it, and that's about it. It was a pile.
You know, Andy, Robert might be a little hesitant to admit this, but he actually invented all of our sauces by himself.
Really?
So we try to make a living. We're not out there to try to make a killing. We're just trying to make a living. And, you know, I don't want to go to a restaurant and be hungry when I leave. And so that's what we try to make sure the customer feels when they come into our place also, is that they don't leave there feeling hungry still.
Well, I tell you what, man, I wasn't hungry. I was very happy. The wings were huge. The pulled pork, there was a big pile of it, and it was tender as could be. The onion rings, I love onion rings. They were hot, and they were crunchy, and they were delicious. Everything that I had, my wife loved her food. Everybody who was with us had a great time. It was just great. And I'm so glad you guys are still open and still doing this. And I think you're going to continue being open. And what I'd like for people to do is help keep you open. Folks, this is worth it. You're right now, you're stuck. If you're stuck in Denver, the Denver metro area, let's face it, we're in a prison. We are. We literally walk along the outskirts of Denver with a metal cup along the bars, making noise going along. It is terrible. You want to escape. You want to get away a little bit. Head on up to Parrot Sports Grill. Yeah, I know it's a bit of a ways. You know, just go up there. It's worth it. It's worth it. You're from Denver, it's a little over an hour round trip, but you're going to get away. You're going to escape. You go to Parrot Sports Grill, and they're going to treat you right. You are going to love the food. You're going to love the food. By the way, real quick, before I let you go, what other things do people love there? How's the chicken? I didn't get to taste the chicken.
The chicken right now, we're not doing the smoked chicken, but
okay.
You know, when we get back open, you know, full time, we'll be doing we do a smoked chicken, we do a smoked rib that's phenomenal. People come, you know, to have that.
Are you doing breakfast at all right now?
Right now we're doing it just a brunch during the day.
Gotcha. Okay, real quick, what are your hours, and how do people find you, and how do they find you online?
So, Andy, our traditional hours right now are going to be Thursday through Monday. We open at 10 a.m. We've got breakfast, brunch, our lunch, and dinner menu all included starting at that exact time. And we run all the way serving through 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, the state has told us under the code yellow we have to stop serving alcohol, so we go ahead and just shut down at that point.
Understood.
Now, what we will do is we're not going to kick anybody out. We keep our doors open until midnight, so if you're sitting there and you just ordered a drink at 11 o'clock, you've got plenty of time to drink, you've got plenty of time to kill that half-pound burger, which I got to tell you, I still can't finish.
I love to hear this. So you keep her open, people can linger and lounge on the weekend and have a good time, right?
Absolutely. So yet again, Thursday through Monday, 10 a.m. to midnight. And if you're headed up from Denver, it's a straight shot up I-25 to the 119 Longmont Firestone exit. You're going to take a right turn off the exit and just follow the road. It's the only road into town. It'll lead you right to King Supers, and we're right there next door.
There you go, guys. Hey, thanks for coming on. That's Parrot Sports Grill. And folks, you can also find them online. What? Go ahead.
We're at facebook.com/parrotsg is our website. If you ever want to get in touch with us or contact us, that's the best way to do so.
Say it again.
Parrotsg.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on. And thanks for staying open.
Andy, it's been great. Thanks for the invite.
You betcha. Folks, get yourself up to Parrot Sports Grill. I enjoyed it. Had a great time. And right now, let's go to break, and we will be back on Rush to Reason. But first, Extreme Auto Repair. Charlie, do you know when it's the worst time for your car to break down? When it's cold. That is the worst time. And now that the cold is here, make sure your car is ready to go at Extreme Auto. First responders rely on Extreme. You can too. So call 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jersey Joe is on the line. Joe, how you doing?
Andy, I'm doing great, and it sounds like you're doing pretty good, too. I listened to the last segment. You're out eating chicken wings, and so it sounds like you're. I know how you're doing.
We are living the life. By the way, though, my wife, she wants me to call you Trader Joe because you left.
Hey, family comes first.
Family so first? But where are your family?
All about family. So
yes, absolutely.
You know, missed this. Been here a month. Missed the state. But hey
can I ask you really quick before you jump into it? Doesn't it break your heart listening to those guys talk about their families?
The
families of these workers.
And it's not. And you have to realize that as we both do, that it's not just them. They're just representative of hundreds, or if not thousands, just like them.
I know.
So you think about and you multiply that by. You know, a dozen workers in each location, and it's just so sad. And I actually know somebody, actually several people in the industry, and how they're suffering through this, trying to survive in unemployment, and it's just really sad. Moving, getting kicked out of their apartments, moving back in their parents' basement. It's been really rough. So
well, let's talk about something more cheerful. Crime reports.
Yeah, FBI. Every year, the FBI puts out. It consolidates the crime reports from all the states, and it puts them in different buckets. And who's getting killed, and who's committing, who's committing the crimes, and how the crimes are being committed, and what weapons are being used. So, I know we've only got about 15, 16 minutes here. So let me try. First, I'll start off with guns. Interesting thing, the liberals like to say more guns equal more death. Well, guess what? In 1993, which was 23 years ago, no, am I doing that right? 93? Yeah, 23, 24 years ago, there's only about 120 million guns in this country. And today, by all estimates, we have over 400 million guns. So the number of guns in this country has more than tripled in the past 25 years. You know what's happening?
Well, then everybody must be dead, Joe.
Well, surprisingly, in 1993, over 18,000 people were victims of homicide by gun. Last year, that number had fallen to 10,250. So the number of guns tripled. The number of people killed by guns had fallen by almost half.
To what do you attribute that?
Better law enforcement. People defending themselves with guns.
Agreed.
By the way, if you kill somebody in your house at 2 o'clock in the morning, that is not a homicide. That is not a criminal homicide. That is justifiable homicide, and the FBI doesn't count it as a crime. So these 18,000 that died in 93, those were criminal homicides, and last year was down to 10,258. Even more astounding is that our population has increased by 50%. The gun homicide rate in 1993 was 7.2 per 100,000. Last year, it was down to 3.1. It had fallen by 60%. We are safer now than any time in the past 25 years, despite a tripling of the number of guns in this country.
And on top of that, Joe, where are all the gun murders happening but in areas where they try to ban guns? Right?
Exactly. You take the hot spots, you know, it's Chicago, it's California, it's Los Angeles, Newark, Illinois. Well, it's not just Chicago, it's most of Illinois. And I can take you through that, but I want to take it into, and we're going to talk about who's getting killed, by the way, and that'll put a little more color. But let me, before I move on to who's doing getting killed and doing the killing, let's talk about these assault weapons and how thousands of people are getting killed by assault weapons. How many people do you think, out of those 10,000 gun homicides, how many do you think were killed by a rifle, including assault weapons, including assault rifles? 5,000? 4,000?
I guess so. No, probably less because of the way you're setting it up.
Try 364, which is 3.5% of all gun homicides.
Whoa, back up. So you're telling me 3.5%? Of gun homicides are committed by these weapons that the liberals are saying are doing all the killing.
Well, not even that. That includes rifles of all kinds, .30-06, lever action, bolt. So you take all rifle homicides, 364 of which assault rifles are a subset of those 364, and they don't break them out by assault, but it is a 3% or less of all gun homicides. The other 97% are committed by handguns. Now, let's compare the number of people killed by rifles, and let's, for the sake of argument, make it easy. Let's just assume that all 364 were, in fact, assault rifles, even though they weren't.
Sure.
Knives were used to murder 1,476 people last year, which is 4.1 times as many as rifles, so you were four times more likely to be killed by a knife than an assault rifle. Clubs and other weapons were used to murder, you know, baseball bats were used to murder 1,593 people.
So even more than knives, clubs and other weapons.
More than knives, and 4.5 times as many as rifles of all types.
Okay.
Hands and feet being choked or kicked to death were used to kill 600 people.
Well, that's why I'm sponsoring a bill to ban hands and feet.
Feet, right. And that, by the way, was 150% of the people murdered with rifles. So you're more likely to be beaten or choked to death than be killed by an assault rifle. And again, handguns still accounted for the vast majority of all gun homicides at 97%. Yet they want to ban assault rifles, but they don't want to ban handguns. So let's talk about who's getting killed and who's doing the killing. Now, for those homicides where the race of the victim was known or reported, and sometimes the race isn't known or the state fails to report it, despite accounting for just 12.5% of the general population, African-American victims accounted for 61% of all homicide victims. Can you imagine? You're 12% of the population, yet you account for 61% of all homicides. And who's doing the killing? Well, they don't always catch the attacker, and particularly in gang shootings in Chicago, you know, when they get a call on a Saturday night, there's been a shooting on the corner, and, you know, two gangs have been going at it.
Right.
You know, all they find are the bodies. They don't ever find the shooters. But for those homicides where the race of the assailant was known or reported, 51% of those solved homicides were committed by African-American assailants. And who makes up the greatest portion of unsolved homicides with no arrest? Gang violence, such as that occurs on a Saturday night in a place like Chicago. So,
okay, so you're talking 12.5% are committing over half
Over half the homicides in this country.
Okay.
And they account for, well, that's that we know of, because in many cases the assailants are never identified. But they also account for 64% of the victims. You're 12.5% of the population, you account for 64%. Said another way, if you are not an African-American male in Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit,
Baltimore,
Los Angeles, Baltimore, you are safer in Castle Rock than you are in a place like France.
Oh, I believe it. And tell you what, hold that thought, because I want to hear more of this when we come back after the break. Sound good?
Okay.
Sounds folks, good. You're listening to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Don't try to navigate the maze of Medicare alone, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options clearly so you don't make a mistake. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
Your local enrollment center, GIA Risk Management, is certified by Connect for Health Colorado, Colorado's official health insurance marketplace.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Jersey Joe, or shall we call him Trader Joe, is on the line. Joe, tell me some more about the FBI stats. This stuff actually fascinates me. I know some people's eyes tend to glaze over when they hear these numbers, but then when you give them the big picture, it's just shocking.
It is, and there are so many myths out there promulgated by populations. Oh, you know, assault weapons are the biggest danger. You know, more guns equal more gun deaths. No, the data contradicts all of that. Assault weapons are insignificant. As I pointed out, more people are choked and beaten to death by a factor of four than are killed by assault rifles. More people are, four times as many people are killed by knives. Insignificant. Go ahead.
Yeah, really quick, I got to jump in here because I think people get that idea because you have the, what happened in Las Vegas, right? Or you have one big major thing where an assault rifle is used. And they say, well, why does somebody have to have a gun that can shoot that many bullets that fast anyway, right? Mm-hmm. What I always say is this: why do you want law-abiding citizens less armed than the lawbreakers who would do them harm? Because the lawbreakers aren't going to stop getting the good guns. They're not going
well,
to.
Well, And even if you could, it wouldn't matter. Let's look. If you, I call it squeezing the balloon. All right, somebody wants to kill a lot of people. You somehow magically find a way to prevent them from getting a gun. Well, the guy in Nice, France, got into a little U-Haul truck. He got into a U-Haul truck, killed 86 people in under 60 seconds just by driving his truck through the crowd. A guy in the Bronx, New York, got thrown out of a club, got mad. He went down the street at midnight, bought $2 worth of gas, came back, set fire to the club staircase, killed 87 people with $2 worth of gasoline.
How about the Boston bombers?
Boston bombers. And let's go closer to home. The Aurora Theater shooting. Now, that theater, it was midnight. It was sold out.
Right.
And the guy who did the shooting, bright guy, he was a PhD student. Let's assume he didn't have any guns. But being a bright guy, he propped open one of the side doors. He chained the rest of the doors closed. And then he threw three lit Molotov cocktails into a sold-out movie theater at midnight. Do you think he would have killed more than 12 people with three Molotov cocktails?
Far more.
Far more. Now, if he had, would the politicians then be calling for a ban on the sale of glass bottles and gasoline?
I don't think so, Joe.
Why not?
Because it doesn't help their politics.
Right. So the point is,
they want to ban things that we would use to defend ourselves because they want us defenseless.
Right. And they either don't understand or don't want you to understand that it's squeezing a balloon. If a madman, if an evil or crazy person wants to kill a lot of people, you know, if you deprive them of the gun, if you can't figure out half a dozen ways to kill a dozen people under a minute, you're an idiot. I know you could. I know I can. By the way, I can buy an assault saw. Now, let me just as an example. I can buy an assault saw, one of these metal cutting saws that the firemen use to cut people out of wrecks. You know, they're gas-powered rotary saws, you know, this big circular blade.
Yeah, yeah.
What if I bought one of those with no background check, because you don't need a background check, drove out in eastern Colorado and cut a six-foot section out of a Amtrak high-speed rail line with my saw, which I could do in under 5 minutes? How many people would I kill when the next train came by at 100 miles an hour?
Oh, a lot.
A lot. Did I need an assault weapon to do it? No, I used a saw that I bought in Home Depot. So it is not the weapon, it's the person. And you can't prevent an evil or crazy person from committing acts of mayhem.
And Joe, about 90%+ of the persons who do that, what communities do they come out of? Liberal communities or conservative communities?
Liberal communities, obviously.
Absolutely. So why don't we do anything about that? How they're being educated, the messages that they're being given. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. I know we're running out of time. I just want to get one more thing in terms of those communities.
Yeah, you got just over 2 minutes. Go for it.
All right. As I already pointed out, you know, guns account, our homicide rate by gun is 3.1%. If you take homicide from all causes, murders, you know, choking, stabbings, whatever, it's a little over four per 100,000. Do you know what the homicide rate in Baltimore is? You want to just guess?
I don't want to guess. Tell me.
57 per 100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
4.1 nationally, 57 per 100,000.
Now,
did you say
Baltimore or Beirut? Which B word?
Baltimore. You're safer in Beirut.
Oh, my gosh.
St. Louis is 27 per 100,000. So when you look at who's getting killed and where the killing is taking place, if you back out Baltimore, Detroit, St. Louis, Newark, L.A., and a couple more in there somewhere, this country is safer than the average European country, despite 40% of the households having one or more guns in them.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not the guns.
No.
In fact, so we are a very, very safe country unless you happen to be a young black man living in one of those seven cities. So we have an isolated problem. It's a social problem. It's not a mechanical problem. It's not something that you fix by, you know, going after a piece of hardware. You have to fix the societal problem that is driving it. And, you know, and what happens, you've got families, you've got upwards of 75% of young black men are growing up in homes without fathers these days. And when you don't have an intact family, the gang becomes your family. and the gang's values become your values, and part of those is that if somebody disrespects you, you shoot them.
And the message they're getting is society hates you, cops hunt you.
That's exactly right. And by the way,
yep,
more cops are killed by suspects every year than cops kill unarmed men. And that's another statistic you'll never hear.
It's about 18 to 1.
Yes, every year about 50, more than 50 cops every year are murdered by suspects.
That'll do it, Joe. We got to run. And once again, thank you for bringing the wisdom and the knowledge and helping us beat down the liberal attacks. Thank you so much. And that'll do it today on Wednesday for Rush to Reason. Coming up after this show at 6 is the Crawford Roundtable. Stay tuned for that. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.